Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 6th of October, 2014. The title is Using Tools Carefully. When I was a child, my dad taught me about guns and fire. Actually, he started me out on a 22 short rimfire rifle when I was 5. I was never allowed to have a BB gun. He thought they were ambiguous. Is it a toy or a weapon? It could certainly put an eye out. In the case of guns and fire, Dad said they were very powerful and can be used for good, like finding dinner and cooking it, or they could be misused either negligently or willfully. Like BB guns, we have some ambiguous tools today, too. And these tools can be used for good or they can be misused. I am speaking of Facebook and LinkedIn. Are they toys, weapons, or something else? Here at our company, we use them as tools. As a major electronic publisher in the pulp and paper industry worldwide, we are constantly looking for ways to reach the people that we think might be interested in our content and not bother those that do not. Over the years, I like to think we've become very good at this. This means we have become very good at understanding various platforms that are in common use. Heck, we have even found a use for Twitter, although it took a long time for us to do so. You can see our efforts at www.simultweet.com. That's SIMULTWEET.com. We use it alongside our radio program, Pulp and Paper Radio International, which is found at www.pnpri.com. And we use it to supplement the audio information. But I digress. After a short message, let's talk about what you are doing on Facebook and LinkedIn. The Light Green Machine Institute annual conference is different than any other conference you will ever attend. We cover topics that are absolutely cutting edge. This year, for instance, you will learn techniques for pulling information from your mill database in ways that will hone in on root causes of problems. You will learn how to fine-tune the liquor cycle in virgin pulp operations. We'll discuss modern stock preparation schemes that eliminate surge capacity. We'll end up with a hands-on tour of a maintenance operation employing the latest methods. All of this comes at a low price, with half the proceeds donated to the Miami University Paper Science and Engineering Foundation. And you'll receive a small library of my books, too. Where will this conference be held? On the campus of Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, from the 26th to the 28th of October. Want more information? Just email me, jimthompson@jthompson@taii.com with LGMI in the subject line. That is jthompson@taii.com with LGMI in the subject line. I look forward to seeing you there. Here is what I mean. There is a certain prospect we have been targeting for a long time. Can't seem to get anywhere with them. Couldn't figure out why until I saw them pop up commenting on a post on Facebook made by someone I might consider a competitor with who I happen to be, quotes, friends, end quotes. Aha! Now I understand one more piece of the puzzle that needs to be addressed if I ever hope that certain prospect will help spin my invoice printer. This reminds me of that old canard, don't burn bridges. At least I know what bridge may be on fire. Then on LinkedIn, I saw a mistake. A certain person I know has been experiencing some difficulty in their job lately and just may be looking for another. What did they do? They started following a company that is a competitor to their employer. How do I know this? They had failed to set their privacy settings on LinkedIn to keep from revealing this timely bit of news to everyone who follows them, who, besides me, may just include their boss or HR department. If I could have counseled them before this happened, I would have said, fix your settings. Now, I'll hasten to say, we want you to use LinkedIn. We think it is a great tool whose utility has just begun to be discovered. But like all tools, it needs to be used with care. I'll give you a quiz break this week, but if you want to make a comment, you may use the Facebook comment app below this column on the website. For safety this week, some of these electronic tools can be very helpful in notification, Twitter for instance, and some can be used for training in your mill. Your only limitations are your imagination and your IT department's stifling policies. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
RMR Mechanical is a merit shop contractor whose principals have over 100 years combined experience. Licensed in 19 states, RMR Mechanical works with process industries and utilities with special expertise in boiler maintenance and repair. Simply put, RMR Mechanical provides the best value to ensure your money is effectively spent. We perform as planned. For more information, call 770-205-9646 or visit www.rmrmechanical.com. We look forward to helping you succeed.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 13th of October, 2014. The title is Exploiting a Trend or Providing a Service. The Ebola virus is certainly a tragic development. It has the potential to be much worse than the SARS that was the severe acute respiratory syndrome outbreak of 2002-2004. However, the SARS outbreak set in motion a change in conditions that has stayed with society ever since. That change was the now ubiquitous presence of hand cleaner in almost every public environment. This is being reinforced each year in the cold and flu season. What was a novelty 10 years ago is something we look for everywhere now and find it noticeable by its absence, not presence. In the 1920s, as indoor bathrooms with running water came into vogue in the United States, shampoo and soap manufacturers converted the population from the tradition of the Saturday night bath to daily bathing. This was pretty clever. A sevenfold increase in product consumption overnight. Today we think of the daily bath or shower as standard. In fact, we don't think about it at all. Today we have Ebola. If you don't think this is going to spread widely and rapidly, I have a bridge to sell you in New York. As long as Ebola remains a contact transmitted and not an airborne virus, the pulp and paper industry has an opportunity to help contain this disease. Think of all the potentially contaminated surfaces in public places, tables and chairs in restaurants. Think of airplanes. On second thought, don't think of airplanes. They are flying petri dishes. Right now, you are probably envisioning everything covered with butcher paper or drapes that look like public toilet cover seat covers to protect the population from Ebola. Not a pretty sight indeed. However, clever packaging and packaging designers should be able to bring refinement and style to this problem.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
The Light Green Machine Institute annual conference is different than any other conference you will ever attend. We cover topics that are absolutely cutting edge. This year, for instance, you will learn techniques for pulling information from your mill database in ways that will hone in on root causes of problems. You will learn how to fine-tune the liquor cycle in virgin pulp operations. We'll discuss modern stock preparation schemes that eliminate surge capacity. We'll end up with a hands-on tour of a maintenance operation employing the latest methods. All of this comes at a low price, with half the proceeds donated to the Miami University Paper Science and Engineering Foundation, and you'll receive a small library of my books, too. Where will this conference be held? On the campus of Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, from the 26th to the 28th of October. Want more information? Just email me, jthompson@jthompson.taii.com with LGMI in the subject line. That is jthompson@taii.com with LGMI in the subject line. I look forward to seeing you there.
And now the conclusion of this week's column.
Here is the key. Some sort of barrier product designed with paper as a significant component should be able to make surface hygiene possible. The beauty of this, from an industry standpoint, is that such products will be in demand by the boatload. How many times a day does a domestic plane discharge and pick up passengers? 3? 5? Think of all those surfaces needing a fresh covering over and over. This is how business opportunities are built. See a need, develop a product, and then roll it out. In the first half of the 20th century, the pulp and paper industry did a great job of this. That is, if you consider this meaning new products created from nothing. In the second half of the 20th century, the industry seemed to retreat to the microscope. In other words, the industry took existing products and made them better by examining their structure closely. Stronger and softer bath tissue, more absorbent kitchen toweling, better coatings for printing and writing grades. Since the arrival of the internet, we have seemed to be shell-shocked. Innovations are tinier, more incremental. It is as if we have lost our way and lost our drive. A sad situation like Ebola cries out for help, not only in developed countries, but in third world countries too. Just perhaps this is our chance to provide a great service and generate a new business at the same time. Paper and pulp containing products just seem to be perfectly adapted to creating new barrier surfaces. What do you think? Any ideas for paper-related products that could contain the Ebola contagion? You can take our quiz online. For safety this week, we have been aware and taking precautions for a long time when it comes to body fluid-borne pathogens. But perhaps it's time to brush up your training on these subjects. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Let's listen in as Cindy visits the wood receiving office at Turtle Creek Pulp and Paper on her morning rounds.
Well, good morning, Bill. How's it going this morning?
Pretty good, Cindy, but I have a question.
What's that, Bill?
Well, I've been doing this job for several years, and my question is this. Why do we keep paying for the water in the chips? We know their moisture varies all over the place, and heck, I think some of these suppliers even water down their trucks.
Bill, you know we've been over this before. It takes 24 hours to get moisture readings. It's simply impossible to track this.
Well, what if I told you there is a new moisture meter that can give us immediate readings on chip moisture?
You know that doesn't exist.
It does now, and it comes from Conmark in either a benchtop or online version. I read up on it, and it's a very reliable microwave-based instrument.
Really? Well, how do we learn more about it?
Well, Jim Thompson of Pulp and Paper Radio International can help. All we have to do is send an email to him at jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line.
Can't hurt to find out, can it? Bill, send him an email today.
If you're tired of paying for water, just send Jim Thompson an email at jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line. That's jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line. You will receive information on this revolutionary new product right away.
Welcome to Nip Impressions for the 20th of October, 2014. The title of this program is Messes, Part 1, Inheriting a Mess. I'm Chuck Swan, sitting in for Jim Thompson, who is traveling. This is a subject we covered over a decade ago, but we have many newer readers, and the rest of us likely have forgotten what was said on the subject. It's worth going over again, and there are some fresh ideas to discuss as well. The scenario we want to set before you is one in which you are brought into a new job. It could be from the outside, or it could be an internal transfer. Makes no difference. Likewise, your new area of responsibility could have been known to you to be a mess, or you're surprised by this after landing there. Again, no difference. This is where you find yourself. The question is what to do. Where do you start? You start in two places at once. First, you find out the key performance indicators, the KPIs, associated with your responsibilities, and you keep an eye on them. Second, you start setting an example in your own personal workplace, which includes the transportation you take to work each day. The KPIs are important, but not overly so in the first few weeks. You will be forgiven if you flub them to start with, and your direct reporters, even if incompetent, are used to looking at them at least a little. They may not know what to do about them, but if they're like most people, they certainly don't want to be yelled at and so have in some crude way tried to keep them under control. It is more important that you be under control and project an image of being under control. Make sure your new digs, even if they consist only of a desk in an open space in the middle of chaos, Make sure your digs are clean and organized. I don't care if your desk is World War II surplus and is dinged, scraped, and rusted. It should be the cleanest dinged, scraped, and rusted World War II surplus desk on the planet when you have finished cleaning it up. And you're going to keep it that way. Target for accomplishing this, end of the first week. We'll be back after this message.
The Light Green Machine Institute annual conference is different than any other conference you will ever attend. We cover topics that are absolutely cutting edge. This year, for instance, you will learn techniques for pulling information from your mill database in ways that will hone in on root causes of problems. You will learn how to fine-tune the liquor cycle in virgin pulp operations. We'll discuss modern stock preparation schemes that eliminate surge capacity. We'll end up with a hands-on tour of a maintenance operation employing the latest methods. All of this comes at a low price, with half the proceeds donated to the Miami University Paper Science and Engineering Foundation. And you'll receive a small library of my books, too. Where will this conference be held? On the campus of Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, from the 26th to the 28th of October. Want more information? Just email me, jimthompson@jthompson@taii.com, with LGMI in the subject line. That is jthompson@taii.com with LGMI in the subject line. I look forward to seeing you there.
Next, you're going to determine your mission. You're going to discover its shape and form by talking and observing. Talk to lots of people, both within your own area, your direct reports as well as those under them, and your customers. If you're in maintenance, your customers are easy. They're all local. If you're in production, some of your customers may be local, for example, in an adjacent printing or converting plant, and some may be far away. Your first link to these faraway customers will be the sales force. Listen a lot, talk little. Beware of those who want to be conspiratorial in their discussions with you. You'll know them by the way they start the conversation. Let me tell you how things really work around here. And the proper interpretation of this is, let me tell you how I have survived around here. Listen to them, but carefully. It will be great if you can spend a shift in the trenches alongside the production workers in your area. If your area involves several departments or even several lines of similar equipment, try to do a shift on each line. You'll find that even identical production lines, for example, as in a converting plant, are operated differently by different crews. If your area is utilities, do likewise, particularly on an off-shift in the powerhouse. See what they do. After a month of these activities, take a day and set your course of action. Look over your notes, use your education, experience, and street smarts to create your personal plan. Set goals for 1, 3, and 6 months. And every month, reset goals for 1, 3, and 6 months. Do this for at least the first year. It's likely, if you follow this plan, that you'll be promoted in your second year. About executing your plan, avoid big speeches. Your plan's execution involves demonstrable actions, quiet correction of your employees, and loud praise when they do something right. You manage by example. Not yelling, not cursing, but example. And cleanliness is next to godliness when it comes to setting an example, which is why your car and your old desk are noticeable in a positive way to your direct reports. They show that you have high standards from the start. Did we miss anything, considering that we tried to stuff all of this into less than 1,000 words? If you have any ideas, please offer them in our quiz this week, which you may take on the NIP Impressions website. For safety this week, we know it comes first, even though it is at the end of this column. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Attention OCC producers. Are you having problems with stickies, flakes, fiber loss, cylinder and plate wear, or energy loss? Akawa Fiber Technology's free brochure, 10 Strategies to Improve Your OCC Line, will give you valuable ideas for lowering your costs and improving your mill's efficiency. The experts at AFT can help. Set your browser for AFTHELP.com. That's AFTHELP.com to get your free brochure. Welcome to NIP Impressions for October 27th, 2014. I'm Chuck Swan, sitting in for Jim Thompson, and we're talking about Messes Part 2, Fixing Your Own Mess. Last week, we talked about inheriting messes. This week, we will talk about fixing one you created. This is tougher. First, you may not know you have created a mess, and second, your reaction may be to flee. Many people make a career out of fleeing messes they have created, and at the same time, finding a way to get themselves promoted to higher and higher levels of responsibility. This column is not for them. They don't listen to NIP Impressions anyway. We talk about holding people accountable, something in which they have no interest. How do you know if you've created a mess? There are many signs of this. People are leaving your department. You are spending an ever-increasing amount of time firefighting. You spend a lot of time in your boss's office explaining things. Your budget is out of control. People avoid you. You hate to come to work. There are other hints, but mostly they come back to these points. And we'll be back after this message.
Honey, I have something to tell you.
What is it, dear?
The company has given me a great opportunity, and I'm being transferred to another mill out of state. And we'll have to move soon. I'm very excited about this.
I'm proud of you for your opportunity, but we have to move? That's going to be such a hassle. What about the kids? We'll have to find a new home, and how do you find a good realtor? Not to mention enrolling the kids in a new school, finding a new church.
Ah, that reminds me. I heard someone at the mill today mention a website that has resources for people in the pulp and paper industry that are relocating.
Moving doesn't have to be a hassle. SellYouHouses.com has the resources and information to assist you with the moving process. We have a list of realtors and mill towns across the United States. Just go to the town that you are looking to move to. We also have links for schools, churches, chambers of commerce, Department of Motor Vehicles, visitors bureaus, and local government. Just go to SellYouHouses.com.
Wow! Honey, this website has all the resources we need to help us move.
Thank you, SellYouHouses!
If you're moving, just go to SellYouHouses.com. That's CellYouHouses.com.
The first step is to realize you have a problem and that life can be better. So if you've been in your role for more than a year, take a good, hard, critical look at yourself. This step, just creating the awareness in your own mind, is tough to do and even harder to execute. So what if you conclude that you have made a mess of things? There are two ways to make a change, both of which involve drawing a line in the sand and stepping over it to a new world. One way is to call a meeting of your direct reports for a confessional. I don't recommend this unless you really know your direct reporters and can predict their reactions very, very accurately. Well, this is the time for a disloyal direct reporter to stab you in the back. However, if you choose to take this route, outline what you have decided is wrong and what corrective actions you plan to take. Seek input, but in the same breath tell your direct reports that you are the one that is accountable and it will be solely up to you to accept, modify, or reject their input. Let them know that at the end of the day, you will set the course and be held accountable for it. The second way is more difficult, but safer for your career. It is to go back and listen to last week's column and execute it as if you were walking into the mess you were in, rather than waking up and finding yourself in a mess you created. This is by far the safer path. You will be having lots of discussions with your direct reports, and you will be explaining to them that it is a new day, but your actions through this method are far more powerful than big speeches. If you take the second path, execute it to the full extent, including the part about living in the trenches with the hourly workers on their shifts. You can do this by saying you have become aware that you have observed that some ways of doing tasks have changed and you want to be up to date. No one can argue with you about this. For our quiz this week, we'll ask how practical you think the ideas in this week's column are. You may take it on the Nip Impressions webpage. Be safe, and we'll talk again next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.